Welcome to Zikhu Daf Siman Mind Bar Avram Goldar and here Masechet Shulchan Daf Kuf Beis, the seventh parak, Git Hanasha. The Zikhu Masechet Shulchan program has been generously sponsored anonymously to help bring a lasting Kinyan Torah to Lomdei Daf Yomi worldwide. So the three tops we're going to focus on. Number one, in a brayso where Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar say that the prohibition of Eiver Min HaChai, eating a limb taken from a living animal, applies to behemoths, chayos, and birds, whether they are from kosher or non-kosher animals. The Chachamim say it only applies to kosher animals. Both opinions are derived from the same pasuk. Rach hazak uvilti achu adam ki adam hu nefesh. Only be strong not to eat the blood, for the blood is the life. Osocha nefeshim abasar. You should not eat the life with the meat. Rav Yehuda Melazar darshan that any animal whose blood is forbidden, which includes non-kosher animals, its Eiver Min HaChai is likewise forbidden. The Chachamim hold that the phrase HaNefesh Ima Basar, the life with the meat, implies that only Kol Shebasar Mutter Atamatsuva Al Eivarav, any animal whose meat is permitted, you're commanded not to eat its detached limbs, but not those of a non-kosher animal. Rav Meir limits the prohibition of Eiver Min HaChai further, applying it only to a behema. Rav says that regarding a ben Noach, everyone agrees that Eiver Min HaChai applies even to non-kosher animals. Pointing to Rav says that the liability for Eiver Min HaChai requires eating a kazayis because the Torah uses the word achila, eating. Rav Nachman said that one would still be chayiv, but mashu basar gidin batzamos, with a limb containing a minimal amount of meat with enough sinews and bones to combine to a kazayis, although they're not food and do not combine for a kazayis to transgress nevela. The Gemara asks that Rav contradicts his own ruling that one who eats an entire live kosher bird is chayiv for Eiver Min HaChai, even bekoshu, for a minimal amount, because its limbs are complete entities. If he ate it after it died, he's only chai for eating the vela, if it was a kazayis. The Gemara answers that this statement also means that he's chai for eating a minimal amount of meat along with enough gidin and atzamos to total a kazayis. But after it dies, liability for nevela would require a full kazayis of edible meat. And point number three, a braisa discusses one who eats an entire live bird smaller than a kazayis whole. Rebbe exempts him from malchus, but Rebbe Elazar bar Rebbe Shimon says he's chai because he holds b'chayeha le'evar mumetas. One animal is alive, it stands to be cut into limbs. So each limb is already prohibited as Eiver Min HaChai, which he transgresses by eating the bird alive. Rebbe holds b'chayeha lav le'evar mumetas, and it only stands to be cut into limbs when it's shechted. Rava adds that if Rebbe would hold machshavas ochin shema machshava, that one's thought regarding food is considered effective thought, the one who decided to eat a small living bird one limb at a time and instead ate it alive would be chai for Eiver Min HaChai because his intent renders the limbs independent entities. Although Abai objects that there cannot be different laws for different people, Rava replies zelefi machshavaso v'zelefi machshavaso. This one is judged according to his thought and that one is judged according to his thought. Similarly, Rava says that Rabbi Elazar bar Rabbi Shimon would agree the one who decides to eat this bird dead, but instead eats it alive, would not be chayiv. So once again, the three points are, number one, in a braisa, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar say that the prohibition of Eiver Min HaChai, eating a limb taken from a living animal, applies to behemoths, chayas, and birds, whether they are from kosher or non-kosher animals. The Chachamim say it only applies to kosher animals. Both opinions are derived from the same pasuk. Rach hazak uvilti achu adam ki adam hu nefesh. Only be strong not to eat the blood, for the blood is the life. Osocha nefeshim abasar. You should not eat the life with the meat. Rav Yehuda Melazar darshan that any animal whose blood is forbidden, which includes non-kosher animals, its Eiver Min HaChai is likewise forbidden. The Chachamim hold that the phrase HaNefesh Ima Basar, the life with the meat, implies that only Kol Shebasar Mutter Atamatsuva Al Eivarav, any animal whose meat is permitted, you're commanded not to eat its detached limbs, but not those of a non-kosher animal. Rav Meir limits the prohibition of Eiver Min HaChai further, applying it only to a behema. Rav says that regarding a ben Noach, everyone agrees that Eiver Min HaChai applies even to non-kosher animals. Pointing to Rav says that the liability for Eiver Min HaChai requires eating a kazayis because the Torah uses the word achila, eating. Rav Nachman said that one would still be chayiv, but mashu basar gidin batzamos, with a limb containing a minimal amount of meat with enough sinews and bones to combine to a kazayis, although they're not food and do not combine for a kazayis to transgress nevela. The Gemara asks that Rav contradicts his own ruling that one who eats an entire live kosher bird is chayiv for Eiver Min HaChai, even bekoshu, for a minimal amount, because its limbs are complete entities. If he ate it after it died, he's only chai for eating the vela, if it was a kazayis. The Gemara answers that this statement also means that he's chai for eating a minimal amount of meat along with enough gidin and atzamos to total a kazayis. But after it dies, liability for nevela would require a full kazayis of edible meat. And point number three, a braisa discusses one who eats an entire live bird smaller than a kazayis whole. Rebbe exempts him from Malkus, but Rebbe Elazar bar Rebbe Shimon says he's chai because he holds b'chayeha le'evar mumetas. When an animal is alive, it stands to be cut into limbs. So each limb is already prohibited as evar min achai, which he transgresses by eating the bird alive. Rebbe holds b'chayeh lav le'evar mumetas, and it only stands to be cut into limbs when it's shechted. Rebbe adds that if Rebbe would hold machshavas ochin shema machshava, that one's thought regarding food is considered effective thought, the one who decided to eat a small living bird one limb at a time and instead ate it alive would be chai for evar min achai because his intent renders the limbs independent entities. Although Abai objects that there cannot be different laws for different people, Rebbe replies zeh lefi machshavaso v'zeh lefi machshavaso. This one is judged according to his thought and that one is judged according to his thought. Similarly, Rava says that Rebbe Elazar bar Rebbe Shimon would agree the one who decides to eat this bird dead, but instead eats it alive, would not be chayev. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Kuf Beis, and this Siman was suggested to us by Moshe Ramps from Yerushalayim, from Yisrael Olsberg from Ramat Beit Shemesh, and from Nathaniel Jacob from Great Neck, New York. They all suggested that Kuf Beis is a caveman. So here goes. The two cavemen who want to become more civilized but couldn't give up their habit of eating evar min achai from non-kosher animals and were informed they would be chai for eating limbs with minimal meat but with gidim v'atzamos equaling a kazayas, saw their friend transgress when he ate an entire live bird smaller than a kazayas since behema b'chayeh le'evar mumetas. Once again, slow motion. The two cavemen, that must be on daf. Kuf Beis. The two cavemen who want to become more civilized but couldn't give up their habit of eating evar min achai from non-kosher animals, which reminds us in a brisa Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar say that the prohibition of evar min achai applies to behemoths, chayas, and birds, whether they are from kosher or non-kosher animals. The Chachamim say it only applies to kosher animals. Both opinions are derived from the same pasuk. So the two cavemen who want to become more civilized but couldn't give up their habit of eating evar min achai from non-kosher animals and were informed they would be chai for eating limbs with minimal meat but with gidin v'atzamos equaling a kazayas, which reminds us, Rav says that the liability for evar min achai requires eating a kazayas because the Torah uses the word achila, eating. Rav Nachman said that one would still be liable b'mashu basur gidin v'atzamos, with a limb containing a minimal amount of meat, with enough sinews and bones to combine to gazayas, although they are not food and do not combine for gazayas to transgress nevela. So, the two cavemen who want to become more civilized but couldn't give up their habit of eating evar min achai from non-kosher animals and were informed they would be chai for eating limbs with minimal meat but with gidin v'atzamos equaling a kazayas, saw their friend transgress when he ate an entire live bird smaller than a kazayas since behema b'chayeha le'evar mumetas, which reminds us, a braisa discusses one who eats an entire live bird smaller than a kazayas whole. Rebbe exempts him from Malkus, but Rebbe Elazar bar Rebbe Shimon says he's chai because he holds b'chayeha le'evar mumetas. While an animal is alive, it stands to be cut into limbs. So each limb is already prohibited as evar min achai, which he transgresses by eating the bird alive. Rebbe holds b'chayeha lav le'evar mumetas, and it only stands to be cut into limbs when it's shechted. Rebbe adds that if Rebbe would hold machshavas ochin shma machshava, that one's thought regarding food is considered effective thought, then one who decides to eat a small living bird one limb at a time and instead ate it alive would be chai for evar min achai because his intent renders the limbs independent entities. So once again, the two cavemen who want to become more civilized but couldn't give up their habit of eating evar min achai from non-kosher animals and were informed they would be chai for eating limbs with minimal meat but with gidin v'atzamos equaling a kazayas, saw their friend transgress when he ate an entire live bird smaller than a kazayas since behema b'chayeha le'evar mumetas. All right, so now it's time for four blah blah chazara. Daf Tzadiches, so the Siman Daf Tzadiches is a clown. So here goes. The clown, that must move on Daf Tzadiches, schok, clown. The clown who's planned to cook eggs to use in a prank failed when he discovered one of them had a chick inside giving taste to the others, making them usser, which reminds us that only a forbidden egg containing a chick gives flavor. So the clown who's planned to cook eggs to use in a prank failed when he discovered one of them had a chick inside giving taste to the others, making them usser, devised an alternate plan to cheer up two serious men stunning a pot of another's carbon of a ram, cooking with his roe set aside for the Kohen, which reminds us, the more brings the malchok is whether bittul requires shishim or meah, derived from the zro b'sheil of another's carbon of a ram. So the clown whose plan to cook eggs to use in a prank failed when he discovered one of them had a chick inside giving taste to the others, making them Usser devised an alternate plan to cheer up two serious men studying a pot of another's carbon of a ram cooking with his roa set aside for the Cohen by announcing, surprise, it's a Kiddush, because really, min bemino is not batal, which reminds us the Zroa Beshela is a unique heter and an exception to the general Isser. Tav Tzadi Tes, so the Siman Tav Tzadi Tes is a cheetah. So here goes. The non-Cohen showed the astounded Cohen how the cheetahs, that must be on Tav Tzadi Tes. The non-Cohen showed the astounded Cohen how the cheetahs would not touch the cooked lentils if the truma beans gave flavor in them, even if there was enough chun to nullify them in 101 parts chun, dough. Which reminds me, we learned that min b'she'eno mino of truma depends on tam, not ratios of 101. So the non-Cohen showed the astounded Cohen how the cheetahs would not touch the cooked lentils if the truma beans gave flavor to them, even if there was enough chun to nullify them in 101 parts chun, dough, and how he wouldn't go near the dough that was leavened by less than one part truma to 101 chun by min bemino because the sourness is so strong, which reminds us, Amish explains the ruling that truma mixture min bemino is always ruled stringently. If leaven of truma wheat fell into a dough of chulin wheat, yeshbo kedeo chametz, and there's enough leaven in it to leaven the dough, meaning the taste is discernible, then even if there's enough chulin to nullify the truma in 101, it's still prohibited to non-kohanim. Abai asks, how can the ruling prohibit the dough where the sour leavens, meaning flavors it? Can leaven possibly impart flavor into 101 permitted parts? Rav Dimi was silent until Abai suggested, Dilmashani so'or dechimutzo kasha. Perhaps leaven is different from ordinary ingredients because its sourness is strong and can even impart flavor at this ratio. So the non-Cohen showed the astounded Cohen how the cheetahs would not touch the cooked lentils if the truma beans gave flavor in them, even if there was enough chun to nullify them in 101 parts chun, dough, and how he wouldn't go near the dough that was leavened by less than one part truma to 101 chun by min bemino because the sourness is so strong. While some cheetahs that chase on a calf for dinner left over the get a nash because, which reminds the Gemara brings the opinion that ain't begin benosin tam, there is no tam, there is no flavor in the get a nash. Daf kuf, so the simon daf kuf is a kof, a monkey. So here goes. The owner of exotic monkeys, that must be on Duff, Kuf, Kof, monkeys. The owner of exotic monkeys was dismayed when the monkeys threw a nice slice of nevela into a pot with kosher pieces, all of them worthy of being served to his guests, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that if a slice of nevela or non-kosher fish became mixed with kosher slices and cannot be identified, they're all prohibited. The Gemara asks that the prohibited slice should be nullified by the majority of permitted slices. It ultimately answers, Shani Chasika, a slice of forbidden meat or fish is different, since it's fit to be honored with by serving it before guests, and is thus significant and cannot be nullified. So the owner of exotic monkeys was dismayed when the monkeys threw a nice slice of nevela into a pot with kosher pieces, all of them worthy of being served to his guests, who were invited to view how the monkeys removed a piece of nevela from on top of a piece of meat before getting mixed in with the other pieces when he yelled, Chanan, which reminds us, Rabbi Baruch Hanan announced that a slice of nevela cooked together with kosher food and then removed only prohibits the food if it's large enough to give flavor to all the food in the pot. However, Rav then announced that once the forbidden slice imparts flavor to a permitted slice separately, meaning if these two slices were cooked together beforehand, chasika asma nasas nevela, the formerly permitted slice itself becomes like a nevela. This slice will then prohibit all the other slices when its flavor spreads to them because they are its same kind. So the owner of exotic monkeys was dismayed when the monkeys threw a nice slice of nevela into a pot with kosher pieces, all of them worthy of being served to his guests who were invited to view how the monkeys removed a piece of nevela from on top of a piece of meat before getting mixed in with the other pieces when he yelled, Chanan, and pointed to the lines marking their ginnanasha, which is forbidden even on non-kosher animals, which reminds us the Gemara brings malchokas of ginnanasha applies to non-kosher animals. Daf Kuf Off. So the Siman Daf Kuf Off is a bird caller going, caw, caw. So here goes. The bird watchers yelled, caw, caw. Bird watchers yelling, caw, caw. That must be on Daf Kuf Aleph. The bird watchers yelled, caw, caw, in astonishment, as two Isser-detecting birds hovered over the Gid and Nasha of an Ola, because its Isser is Chamur, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses the Gid and Nasha of an Ola or Shor Niskal, and the Tanu holds that even though an Isser Kola is not Chal, an Isser Chamur is. So the bird watchers yelled, caw, caw, in astonishment as two Isser-detecting birds hovered over the Gid and Nasha of an Ola, because its Isser is Chamur, after they showed they don't hold of Isser Kola by flying straight over the Tame man, who was eating kachim that became Tame, before he did, which reminds us, the Gemara explains that the machlokas between the Chachamim Rabbi Yossi Aglili is where the kashim meat became tummy first and the person became tummy afterwards, prohibiting him from eating any kashim meat. The Rabban hold an Issachol takes effect, for since he becomes chai for eating tower pieces of kashim, he also becomes chai for eating a tummy piece. Rabbi Yossi Aglili does not hold Issachol takes effect on a pre-existing Isser. So the bird watchers yelled, "Caw, caw," in astonishment, as two Isser-detecting birds hovered over the Gidanasha of an Ola, because its Isser is Hamur. After they showed that they don't hold of Isser Kol by flying straight over the Tame man, who was eating kachin that became Tame before he did, as another flock of birds hovered over a mountain named Sinai in the shape of a Gidanasha, which reminds us the Gemara brings some alchokas if the Gidanasha was prohibited before Sinai. All right, so now it's time to cook with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf brings the opinion that Ein Beginning B'Nos and Tam, that sinews do not convey any flavor? That's on daf? Tzadi Tess. Good. Number 2. Which daf with Malchokas, whether Avery Menachai applies to non-kosher animals? That's on daf? Kufbeis. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do we learn about the Gidanash of an Ola or Shuar Niska? And the Tanu who holds Isser Kola is not Chal holds that an Isser Chamur is. That's on Daf? Kufalov. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do we learn that a slice of forbidden meat or fish is not Bata Barov since they're fit to be honored by serving them before guests? That's on Daf? Kuf. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do we discuss in Isser Kola where one became Tame after the Kadshi meat became Tame and he ate it? That's on Daf? Kufalov. Good. Number 6. Derived from the Zoro Beshela of a Nazar's carbon of a ram. That's on Duff. Tzadiches. Good. Number 7. Which of the one that once a forbidden slice imparts flavor to a permitted slice separately? Chasicha Atzma Nasas Nevela. The formerly permitted slice itself becomes like a Nevela. That's on Duff. Kuf. Good. Number 8. Which stuff to discuss the minimum shear for every menachai, and can it be a minimal amount of meat with enough sinews and bones to combine to a gazayas? That's on daf. Kuf beis. Good. Number 9. Which stuff to be mechok is a behema b'chayeh le'evar mumedas? That's on daf. Kuf beis. Good. Number 10. Which stuff to learn that Zoro B'Shel is unique heter and an exception to the general isser? That's on daf. Tzadiches. Excellent. All right, that concludes this pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.